Do you live in Runnymede? Want to help shape our community? At Runnymede Borough Council, we're launching our new Citizens Engagement Panel. Sign up now to our pilot scheme. Find out more at runnymede.gov.uk/CEP. Make your voice heard, because in Runnymede, you matter.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklands Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
Presents Remember Dear Jane Higgins by Peter Shaw.
Wake up, Frank. You're having a bad dream.
What's that?
You just shouted, "I don't want to take it."
Take what?
You didn't want to take a photograph, you said. Take a photograph?
Oh, it's hardly the stuff of nightmares, Diane. Why did you wake me up?
You woke me up with your shouting. It's 2 a.m.
I do apologise.
You'll be straight back to sleep now, I suppose. I'll just stare at the ceiling for hours until it's time to get up.
You woke me up?
Photograph. That reminds me.
About what?
I'm going to take your camera to Boots and get those photos developed.
What? Now? What photos?
Our Dartmoor holiday last year.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
So I can look at them. Put them in that nice album Auntie Nell bought me for Christmas.
You must be the last person on earth who makes photo albums. Oh, so long as we don't go back to slide evenings with all the neighbours invited.
I like having them all in albums. You appreciate the photographs more.
Then they just sit on the shelf, gathering dust.
We should look at them more. Good for the memory, too.
Oh, don't start all that. I'm going back to sleep.
Start what, Frank?
Oh, about my memory. There's nothing wrong with my memory.
What about the time you drove to Staines rather than Shepperton?
Once. I did that once. Just an honest mistake. I could have done that any time.
I just think it's worth seeing a doctor.
So he could give me directions to Shepperton?
No. So that we know one way or another. And we can stop having the same old argument.
Oh, what's the point, Diane? I'll just go and tell him it's all in your head. He'd probably want to examine your brains instead, and he'd be right to.
They can do simple cognitive tests. And if it's all okay, then I'll shut up about it. Your family history...
Oh, just because my dad and sister had dementia doesn't mean I have it too. My mother was as sharp as a pin until she passed away, and she was 96. Anyway, you can talk. You couldn't remember the word for nutmeg last week.
Go back to sleep.
I will, if you'll let me.
You look like you're struggling. Can I help?
Sam! Sam Robinson. That's right, isn't it?
Miss Parker!
You remember me.
I'll always remember Miss Parker, my favourite geography teacher.
I'm Mrs. Blunt now. But you can call me Diane. We're not at school anymore.
Diane? Seems strange.
I didn't know you worked in Boots.
Area manager. I do the rounds.
I can't get this wretched device to print my photos. You remember what I was like with technology.
Yes. I remember you wheeling in a dusty TV with a VHS recorder trying to show us films about glaciers.
Huh? I always had to call the lab technician in the end. By the time he came and got it fixed, the bell would ring.
What are you trying to do, Diane? Use the photo printer?
I just want to get these photos off the camera and print it. Make an album.
Old school. Love it. Have you taken the SD card out?
Oh, dear. I don't know. Can you open the camera?
Thanks. Here it is. Let me. I'll put the card in the slot.
Gosh, I could never do all this, Sam.
You used to tell us stories of how you chased a polar bear off while wielding only a teaspoon.
Well, I have exaggerated a little, but I did have a polar bear in my tent on one of my Arctic expeditions. Ah, those were the days. Now I can't get a few blessed photos printed. Bring back film. You just handed it over and collected it a week later.
All done. They're printing now. Are you still with Mr. Blunt? You can imagine the fun we had with that name.
Oh, we knew. You should have heard us in the staff room when he was out of earshot.
It was the talk of the school when you two got together.
Ah, two sad old duffers, I suppose.
How did it happen? We could never work it out. He seemed so different. He was not popular. That's an understatement.
I don't even know why we got together. A friend of his stopped coming on walking holidays, and Frank asked me if I wanted to take over. One walking holiday led to another, then another. We were both about to retire, so it seemed like a good thing to get married. He was very persuasive. We never did move to Dartmoor, though, however many times he suggested. I suppose I'm just settled here.
Lucky escape. So he didn't woo you?
In his own way, sort of. We're not so decrepit that we can't have a little romance.
Must be strange, though, living with someone who'd already lived a whole life before you got together.
Yeah. We were both 62.
I stayed after school once and he was dressed in these weird robes.
Oh, Masons.
Are you sure? He felt really sinister.
Oh, that'll be your childish imagination. He's given all that up now, anyway.
Well, you don't mind me asking about this. I've always wondered.
Oh, go ahead. Nothing to hide.
Do you know much about his past?
All of his immediate family are gone, sadly.
What about old flames?
Sam, you always wear a cheeky so-and-so. I had a few myself.
There was that lady who used to pick him up sometimes. Jude or Jill or something. Janet?
Before my time. I came to the school quite late.
Yes, she was always around. Then Mr. Blunt took a sabbatical year, and when he came back, she was never seen again.
He never mentioned a sabbatical. But then, we don't talk about the past, not really. I don't want to know, frankly.
Yeah, frankly. Very good.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Here they are. Your photos are ready, Miss Parker. Diane.
Sam, you are a lifesaver. I could never have done that myself. I'll be off then. Nice to see you again.
Best to check the photos before you go, in case there's a printing error.
Oh, good point. I'll check now. Yeah, these are all fine.
On tour?
Walking holiday. Maybe our last. His knees aren't what they used to be.
Ah, well, at least you'll have these memories.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All here. Oh, no, hang on. That's not one of ours.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's some sort of plaque. A picture of a plaque? There's writing, but I can't quite make it out.
A bit blurred. Remember dear Jane Higgins? Ring any bells?
No. It must be someone else's photo left in the machine or something.
It was empty before. I checked. Maybe it was in the buffer.
You've lost me.
It was probably stuck in the memory.
Whose memory?
The machine's.
Oh, I see.
Can I just pop the card in your camera and see if it's on there?
Well, it shouldn't be. We haven't touched the camera since Dartmoor. It's been in a drawer.
Yes, look. Last photo. Remember dear Jane Higgins?
What's it doing there? Did the machine add it?
They can read, not write.
You lost me again.
The machine can upload the photos and print them, but it can't put anything onto the card.
Well, it must have.
It's a mystery, sure. Do you mind if I take the SD card?
Whatever for?
If I put it in a computer, I can get the metadata.
You're using these words to confuse me. It doesn't take a lot these days.
Sorry. I can look at extra things like what times and dates the photos were taken. And the location.
That's beyond me. You can have it.
Can you pop in tomorrow and I'll let you know?
I've got a card here. It still says Miss Parker, but it is the same number. I don't like mysteries. Phone me when you know. See you.
Oh, you're back.
I left you snoring in bed. Went to Boots. Have you had any breakfast?
Blooming toaster's on the blink.
Worked for me this morning. It's not plugged in, that's the problem.
Oh, that'll be why. Why ever not?
I plugged my smoothie maker in, that's why.
All right. Spare me from smoothies, thanks. I can't stand the smell of liquid kale in the morning.
Do you know anything about this photo?
What photo?
This one. The one I'm holding.
Let me get my glasses. Left them somewhere in the bedroom. Lounge.
Use mine. Now, look.
Well, it's a plaque. It's not one of our photos. Someone must have left it in the shop.
It's on your camera.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
But it's not one of ours. Did you take it?
No.
Oh, well, delete it then.
No. I want to know what it is.
Show me on the camera then.
I left the memory card at Boots.
What did you do that for?
I left it with Sam Robinson. Remember him?
Sam Robinson? One of our old pupils. That little troublemaker. What on earth did you do that for?
He works in Boots. He was helping me.
Gave him plenty of detentions in my day. He was always a bit of a handful.
Oh, with you, maybe. I was always quite fond of him.
Soft in the head, you are. Did he have a badge? Identification?
Of course he did. He's the area manager.
Ah! A likely story. I wouldn't be surprised if he put the photo on there himself. Practical joker, that boy.
Oh, I give up. Did you see what it says?
What it says?
Yeah, what it says on the plaque, in the photograph.
No.
Look, it says, Remember dear Jane Higgins.
Jane Higgins? Jane Higgins. Jane Higgins?
You know her?
Who?
Jane Higgins.
Well, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'm 72 years old. I've known hundreds of people. Jane Higgins?
Jane Higgins, yes.
Do you know her?
No.
Well, what's she doing on our camera?
I don't know. Hopefully, Sam Robinson can find out more.
Does he know Jane Higgins?
No. He's going to look at the data or something and find out when and where it was taken.
Well, I wouldn't trust him.
That might be him. Hello? Hello, Sam.
Hi, Miss Diane. Frank with you.
It's Sam. Any luck?
The time and date weren't set right. Thinks the holiday was 2016.
Oh, dear. The time and date weren't set properly. It thinks we were in Dartmoor in 2016.
Well, I told you he was an idiot.
It was you. You didn't set it. Or set it wrong. Sorry, Sam. Talking to Frank, Mr. Blunt.
I can hear him.
Sam says hello.
I bet he does.
If we can somehow establish the date.
Let me ask Frank. When was it we were in Dartmoor?
Well, how should I know? September?
You're useless. It was the 1st to the 6th of April, last year. Yep, but the first photo will be the 1st of April. Yeah, that is an egg on my face. Frank's idea of an April Fool's joke. Don't ask.
Right, that should help me calculate the date.
He can work it out from that.
How marvellous.
Do you know roughly the time?
Yeah, it was about 6 in the evening.
Well, at least Blunt managed to set the time correctly.
You set the time, at least.
Might get myself a plaque for doing something right for a change.
So, when was the mystery photo taken?
Yesterday.
Really? Are you sure about that? What time?
About 2 a.m.
Gosh, that's... Are you sure?
Looks like it. Maybe we need to talk about this.
Yes. Thank you. I'll pick it up tomorrow from Boots. Don't delete it. Thanks, Sam. Bye. Aren't you going to ask?
Ask what?
What time and date the mystery photo was taken.
Go on, then.
It was taken this morning.
No, it wasn't.
At 2 a.m.
Really?
At 2 a.m., you woke up from a nightmare. You said it was about taking a photograph.
Did I? I don't remember that. Anyway, I don't have nightmares.
Oh, yes, you did. And I'm going to ask you again. Do you remember dear Jane Higgins? Sam, I was hoping I'd catch you. They said it was okay to come up to your office.
Well, it's more of a storeroom, but I have a desk and a laptop. Maybe you should sit down, Miss Parker.
Diane, please.
Old habits. Pull up a chair. I want to show you something.
You seem a little not yourself.
I'm not sure I should be the one to tell you this.
Tell me what?
The photograph. I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Oh, yes, me too. Frank doesn't seem to care. He won't even talk about it.
There may be a reason for that.
Oh, I'm not enjoying all this mystery.
I hope you don't mind, but I put the photo through some software.
Whatever for?
To enhance it, bring out the details. Can I show you?
Of course.
Look here. There's a person reflected in the metal plaque.
Let me see.
Here.
That's Frank. Is it Frank? How could it be?
It's a bearded man. I mean, there's a definite resemblance. He looks how I remember him.
But that's it. It doesn't look like Frank now. Maybe 20 years ago? Before my time, anyway.
About the time he started teaching me.
It can't be.
But there's more. I decided to look up Jane Higgins.
What did you find?
I found that there's a lot of Jane Higgins in the world. So I searched for dear Jane Higgins and I found an in-memory page.
And that is?
Part of a memorial website where people leave tributes to a lost loved one.
You found our Jane Higgins.
A Jane Higgins. She died aged 50 in 2002. And one of the tributes said, here it is. I will always remember dear Jane Higgins. So sad that you died so tragically on your favourite place.
on your favourite place, not in.
It could be a typo. But look at the photo at the top. That's presumably Jane, and she's on Dartmoor. Hound Tor.
Does it say how she died?
No, but everyone seems to be in shock.
Is there a message from a Frank?
No, but there is an anonymous message. I will always remember you, love of my life, from your sweet badger.
Oh, my.
That's what I thought. Because of his black hair with streaks of white, our nickname for him was Badger Blunt. He never liked us using it, of course.
No, but everyone calls him Badger.
I suppose the question we must ask is why he posted that message anonymously.
If it was him, other people must have that nickname. What if it was him?
That's the question. I looked to see if there was a news report from that time about an accident on Dartmoor or something else.
You don't think he...
I didn't find anything. Too long ago, I suppose. But why won't he talk about it?
Well, there could be many reasons. And I don't like where this conversation is going, Sam Robinson.
I'm only interested in the truth.
The truth of how a photograph went from Frank's nightmare into his camera.
What?
When that photo was taken, when you said it was taken, it was 2 a.m. yesterday.
I know. Weird. But what was that about a nightmare?
Frank woke up at 2 a.m. and said something about not wanting to take a photograph. Explain that.
There may be an explanation, but not a rational one. But Hound Tor is an eerie place. My wife's from Widdicombe. We tried to live there for a while. So many things happened. Terrible things. We had to get away. Hound Tor is known for its myths and mysteries. And people there talk of ghosts, devil dogs. Some locals won't go near it because they believe it's evil.
So your ghost makes contact through a digital photo?
I suppose they use whatever they can to get through. The woman, the one in the photo, Jane Higgins, I can't be sure. But seeing it again, it looks like the woman who used to pick up Mr. Blunt from school. There's only one person we know who might have the answer to all this. Frank.
I can't do that alone. You know what he's like.
Yes. Why are you still with him?
Oh, my age. I don't have any family. Brother in York, but he's not going to want me. He has his own life. And when you get to my time of life, you look to the future and oh, we all go downhill. Body, brain, both. Who's going to look after me?
You could still leave now. Well, you can.
It's Frank's house. Oh, I have a little savings, but not enough to live around here. Teacher's pension. Then there's Frank to think of.
He doesn't need anyone.
Yes, he does. It's his memory. Little things are going, but that's just the start, I suppose. He needs me, and he will even more and more. Now this. Will you come with me to see Frank?
Of course. Give me an hour. I'll meet you there. I want to make a phone call.
No, you're back. What are you doing with him?
Mr. Blunt.
What's he doing here, Diane?
We want to talk to you.
We? When did you two become a we?
It's this photograph. We've been looking into it. Well, Sam has, really.
Oh, not that again. I told you to delete it. Throw the print away and forget about it.
I'm sure you'd like that.
Now, Sam... We're here to find out what happened.
Can you two stop being mysterious and get to the point? If there is one.
Jane Higgins. Remember dear Jane Higgins.
Yes, the message on the plaque. In the photograph.
Yes, they only have plaques for people who have died.
Well, thank you. You were the dunce of the class, Sam Robinson, not me.
I take that back.
You'll hear a lot worse if you don't get to the point. Diane needs to start making my dinner.
Sam enhanced the photograph using
AI software, just to bring out the details. I have it here. Take a look, Mr. Blunt.
Yes.
Do you recognize the person? The reflection?
Yes, that's me.
Don't you think that's odd?
No. Not if he's got anything to do with it. Always a little troublemaker.
That's you. That proves you took the photograph.
Really?
There's more. Tell him about the website, the tribute one.
I found an in-memory website for a Jane Higgins, and there was a message.
An anonymous message.
I will always remember you, love of my life, from your sweet badger.
Very touching.
Did you write that message?
No. But I know who did.
Who?
He did!
Didn't.
You said it was anonymous.
On a 20-year-old website.
And you still leave messages on it?
That's not the point.
And does it say when the message was posted?
You're not going to get away with this.
Sam, I told you we're just going to ask, not accuse.
Accuse me of what?
Murder.
Sam.
Oh, go back to Boots.
One last piece of the puzzle.
I'm all ears.
I phoned the Dartmoor Visitor Centre in Postbridge. I asked if they knew of anyone who had died falling off Houndtour in 2002. The answer won't surprise you. Yes, there was. Sorry, Diane.
Did they say who it was?
A woman. There was an inquest. Not enough evidence. Open verdict. But people had their suspicions.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I wanted to tell him first. What do you have to say? I suppose you'll say it was an accident.
Frank, tell me it was an accident.
No. It was deliberate.
Frank!
Not the death on Dartmoor. All this. He did it all.
What are you accusing me of?
Deceiving my wife and threatening me.
Oh, he can't have set all this up.
Are you sure? You took the camera into Boots. He gets his hands on it, and, as if by magic, a mysterious photo appears.
How on earth would
Let
I?
me finish. Then you enhance the photo with AI, and suddenly my face appears. I've read about AI and what you can do.
Where did he get a photo of you?
Thanks to your gullibility. He had a memory card full of photographs of me. Then he writes a message on a memorial website, or creates one. And am I really supposed to believe a phone call to a visitor centre and they remembered all this after 20 years?
But none of it proved anything. Surely, if he wanted to.
He's not a complete idiot. He did enough to raise suspicion. You fell for it.
You don't believe all this bull, do you?
Enough of that language in my house, Robinson.
I don't know what to think. What about the nightmare?
There was no nightmare.
How could he have known I was coming in to get the photos printed?
Still reading your evil little books, Sam Robinson?
Now, don't listen to him.
I had his locker searched once. Someone was storing alcohol on school premises, but it wasn't illicit hooch we found. It was occult books and a book of spells. He was casting spells against the teachers, including me. Now, you.
Is this true, Sam?
No! I found a book of his spells. I broke into his office to get my mobile back, and they were in his drawer.
Nice try. Turn it around onto me.
It's true. That's when the abuse started. Not sexual, physical. Beatings.
I had heard rumours.
Yes, spread by datty little liars like him. They investigated in the end, but found no proof. No proof!
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
You're still practicing magic, then? You and your weird girlfriend? I heard you got married in the end in some pagan rite.
It was a Wicca ceremony. It's a religion. But she's not weird, and we're not occultists. You are.
Oh, I don't know what to believe anymore. Or who.
You can believe this little trickster, or your own husband.
Please, Diane. Everything I've told you is true.
Prove it.
I can't, but neither can he.
I'm sorry, Sam. But I think you ought to leave. I know my husband. I know what he is and what he isn't.
Then you're just deceiving yourself.
Here, it's in bits now. Your blessed photograph. Take it and get out, you little troublemaker.
I will. But I want Diane to come with me.
She's not going anywhere.
Sorry, Sam.
If you stay here, you will be living with a monster. He did it. I know he did. And there's a woman crying out for help. A spirit looking for rest that will never find peace. Can you live with that? Remember, dear Jane Higgins? Remember, dear Jane Higgins?
I'd much prefer to forget her. Forget the whole thing. Now, please. Leave, Sam.
Didn't I say he was a troublemaker? Area manager? My foot! Did you see his badge?
I wasn't looking.
It said customer advisor. I said it'd never amount to anything. What's for dinner?
I don't know. We didn't finish the shepherd's pie from last night. Will that do?
So long as it's edible. Now, where's my newspaper?
Here. Where you left it.
Thanks. Can't believe you fell for that.
What's that stupid grin about?
Nothing. I just remember something. Now, go fetch my dinner.
You have been listening to Remember Dear Jane Higgins by Peter Shaw. Directed by Sarah Robinson and edited by Colin Hansford. With Matthew Bayliss as Frank, Wendy McGenney as Diane and Ian Backish as Sam. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment. Written and performed by local people, for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard. And all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Do you live in Runnymede? Want to help shape our community? At Runnymede Borough Council, we're launching our new Citizens Engagement Panel. Sign up now to our pilot scheme. Find out more at runnymede.gov.uk/CEP.
Make your voice heard, because in Runnymede, you matter.